Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Life is full of waiting, waiting for answers, breakthroughs, and open doors. But waiting on God is never wasted time. It is a season of preparation, growth, and trust. In today's devotional, we'll explore the incredible promises God has for those who patiently rely on Him. No matter what you're facing, be encouraged. God is working behind the scenes, preparing something far greater than you can imagine. Will you trust Him in the waiting? Let's go into the Word today and allow the truth of the Word to change us and transform us. The topic is Waiting on God, a path to unimaginable blessings. And our Bible text is from Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4.
Isaiah chapter 64 verse 4. For since the beginning of the world men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, nor has the eye seen any God besides you, who acts for the one who waits for him.
In the early 1900s, a young man named George Muller set out to prove that God could be trusted. With no wealth, no steady income, and no major donors, he felt called to open an orphanage in Bristol, England. He resolved never to ask anyone for money, only to pray and wait on God. There were days when there was no food, yet Muller and the children sat at the table, giving thanks for meals that had not yet arrived. Time and time again, provisions showed up at the last moment, sometimes through anonymous donations, other times through unexpected acts of kindness. By the end of his life, Muller had cared for over 10,000 orphans, built schools, and distributed Bibles to thousands, all without asking a single person for financial support. His story is a testament to what God can do for those who trust and wait on Him. From the beginning of time, God has been working in the lives of those who love Him, and the good news is, He hasn't stopped. He is still working today, orchestrating events, opening doors, and preparing blessings beyond what we can imagine. Just like George Muller, if you have faith in God, when you wait and trust in Him, He will always surprise you even at the last moment when it seems all hope is gone. The same faith and trust in God has kept Winning Every Day running over the years as we depend solely on God's provision. God provides for those who wait on Him and love Him. It's amazing the great things He performs through us when we give ourselves over to Him. Our Bible text in the book of Isaiah chapter 64 verse 4 says, For since the beginning of the world men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. In that scripture, prophet Isaiah was not saying only God knows what he has prepared for those that waited on him, however, he was saying that only God has the power to do such amazing things for those who waited on him. What is God doing in your life today? God has something special prepared for those that wait on him. Are you waiting on him today? Do you know God can do extraordinary things in your life? He has special plan for his own people. If you will commit your life and ability to him, today, he will do for you what you cannot do by yourself. You occupy a special place in his heart when you trust him. There is a reward for those who wait on him. Apostle Paul was referring to this truth as it applies to his own life and ministry. He was astounded by God's faithfulness and he quoted prophet Isaiah when he said in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9, "However, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him." God is constantly working in our lives today. Only the Holy Spirit can reveal his activity to us because it is so amazing. He does great things that no man can explain except the Holy Spirit. Today, we talk about waiting on him. You can't do much when you leave God out of your plans. John chapter 15 verse 5 testifies to this when it says, "Apart from me you can do nothing." That is a fact. God mean it when he said you can do nothing. You may think you know well and have the strength, but it all belongs to God and he can turn your wisdom to foolishness. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 27 says, "But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty." Friends, you can't depend on your wisdom or strength. You have to trust God and wait on him with your plans. Psalm chapter 20 verse 7 says, "Some trust in chariots, and some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God." Will you trust God today? Are you ready to cast all your cares upon him? Ask within yourself, if you truly love God and have your trust totally him in alone. As you go today, wait upon God, put all your trust in him and you will see great and mighty things he will do in your life. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word today. And for this promise you have for those that wait on you. We pray today, that you will be our help when we have no one. May you bring your plans to pass in our lives. Today we ask that every of our efforts shall yield fruit. As we go today, guide and order our steps and let your will be done in our lives. We shall no more be called forsaken, as we rise to excel and be celebrated. Thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from the book of Exodus chapter 34, chapter 35 and chapter 36. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 23, verse 1 to 22. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmell.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mell Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.